مغبرت قدم ابن آدم في سبيل الله فتمسه النار. وفي آية أخرى: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat and barakat and rahmat be upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again with billions and millions of thanks and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakh shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us this great gift of Iman, this great wealth of Iman. Wallahi al-azim, this great gift of Iman is the greatest gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bestow and gift to any person. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm with Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma thabitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa hshuna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina ma'al Iman. That, O Allah, let us, Ya Allah, grant us istiqamah upon this Iman. And O Allah, let us die with Iman. And O Allah, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. And after thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the favor of being from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In life, in this world, in this worldly life, in this hayat dunya that we are currently alive in, living and witnessing, we find that there are many uncertainties in life. When it comes to wealth, when it comes to poverty, when it comes to happiness, sadness, health, sickness, all these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to life, there are many, many uncertainties. And no person has guarantee upon anything. That is why how many a time it occurs that a person, he was healthy, and then he is afflicted with sickness. And many a time a person, he was sick, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with health and afiat and salamat and sihat. Just one incident. A long time back, I read the incident of a small girl in one of these Western countries. Just all of a sudden, she became sick. And they have taken her to doctors and specialists. And they could not figure out the problem with her. She could not eat any solids. And whatever she would eat, she would throw it up. And she became extremely sick. So one day she was playing outside, and it so happens that she climbs a tree. And while climbing the tree, she falls. The mother and father, they're frantic. They are worried, they're concerned. That, you know, as it is, she's sick and now she falls down from the tree. It is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This fall from the tree, she hit her head. It so happens, this was the cure for her sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the cure for her sickness in this. So you find there are many uncertainties in life when it comes to money and wealth. Then we all know the currencies of the world, whether it's the dollar, whether it's the rand, they are fluctuating, they're going up, they're going down. One month it's up, one month it's down. Petrol is going up, the next month is going down. So you find there are many uncertainties in life. And how many times it occurs that a poor person, he becomes healthy. A poor person becomes rich. And a sick person becomes healthy. So you find this is all in the system of Allah, in the nizam of Allah, in the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are no guarantees and barosa upon anything and tawakkul upon anything except Allah. That is why Allah in the Quran, Allah has mentioned, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who place their trust upon Him. And solely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul only upon one Allah alone. So having wealth having wealth is not a sign of success. If a person in this world, if he has a lot of wealth, he has a lot of cars, he has an Audi, he has a Bentley, etc., whatever car he has, and he has mansions and wealth, and he has gold and silver and riches, and you find this person, if this person left this world without Iman, this person is the most biggest pauper in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wealth is not a sign of success. Wealth is not a token of success. Having wealth, having health, and having property, this is not a sign of success of a believer. Or any person, you find, when it comes to wealth, then we all know, there was Qarun, there was Haman, they had wealth, they had riches, they had everything. But we find today, they are experiencing that azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was not meted out to any person before them. So you find wealth is not a sign of success. Then when it comes to health, it comes of Fir'aun, that Fir'aun never ever had a headache in his whole entire life. And when it came to Fir'aun, his health was such of a prime aspect of his life, that Fir'aun, in 40 days, he would relieve himself once. And they say that when the day had come for Musa alayhi salatu was salam to meet Fir'aun, then on that very day, Musa alayhi salatu was salam was coming. He was coming to meet and oppose Fir'aun. On that very day, Fir'aun relieved himself 40 times in one day. So you find that when it comes to wealth and health, this is not a token of success. Because we all know when it comes to kings, how many times there were kings in the past, they were unjust, they were oppressive. And then when it comes to leaders, and we all know at the current state of the people in Burma, they are experiencing what difficulties and atrocities, and they're saying that there is no person to fight on behalf of them. But when it comes to the leader, that same leader who was appointed above them, that same leader was given a award for UF, for peace, the Nobel Peace Prize. So you find that when it comes to leaders, then how many times it occurred in the past that there were leaders above nations, and they were unjust, and they did not deal with justice. Then when it comes to presidents, on the day of Qiyamah, the presidents and the kings, they will be questioned before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their account before the others. So when it comes to kingdom, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to riches, this is not a token of success. But the question is, what is the sign of success? What is the token of success? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The token of success. Who is a successful person? The successful person is that person who believes in Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He believes in the deen of Islam. His kalima is a kalima of tawheed, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the eyes of Allah, that person is successful. As they always say, that if a person, he may have all the riches of the world, the best car, he has the largest mansion, and he has the most amount of wealth in this world, but if he left this world without Iman, this person will be doomed to hellfire forever and ever and ever. But if a person, he had no clothes, he had no roof, he had no food, no shelter, nothing, he couldn't find the next meal. But if this person left this world with Iman, if he left this world with the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this person, forever and ever, this person will be in Jannah. This person will experience all the greatness and all the bounties and the ni'mat of Jannah. So the token of success in this world is Iman, not wealth, not health, not kingdom, not riches. and not money, but rather it is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their conditions were such that whenever they would receive this dunya, then they would cry. On the contrary, if you look in today's times, if a person receives dunya, he thinks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with him. But rather, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their condition was such that they would fear when dunya would come to them. And when it comes to one Sahabi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of wealth, he read this ayat, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. He says, I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding me in this world, and I will have no share thereafter. So when it comes to wealth, and when it comes to riches and kingdom, this is not a token of success. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their yaqeen was upon another level. When it comes to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their yaqeen was something out of this world. But the sad reality is that the yaqeen of a believer today is exactly the same as a non-Muslim. A non-Muslim and a Muslim, they both have the same yaqeen. And what is it? Mulana Saeed Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he would say, Aaj kafir al musliman ki yaqeen dunya bare mein ek ban gaya. The yaqeen and the conviction of a believer and a non-believer has become one. Mehnat karo, maal milega. So what he thinks, a non-Muslim thinks like this, but also the sad reality is that also a Muslim is also thinking like this. He says that if I work hard, and if I have a top job and a top degree, then I will get a lot of wealth, I will earn a lot of wealth. Maal se chizo, and when I have a lot of wealth, then eventually I can buy a lot of things. I can indulge myself in luxuries and comforts of this world. Chizo se zindagi. And he begins to think that his whole entire life revolves around wealth and things. But the sad reality is that things do not bring happiness. Things of this dunya do not bring happiness. How many a times there were people who had everything of this world. They had wealth, they had cars, they had health. But you find that they are bereft of any happiness in their life. Happiness comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the heart. And in the heart of who? In the heart of that person who believes in Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi lazim, a kafir who does not believe in Allah. He may have all the wealth in the world, but wallahi lazim, in the sight of Allah, this person, he is bereft of happiness. Once during the incident of Babri Masjid, thousands and thousands of Muslims, they were killed, and many, many Muslims, their shops were looted and their shops were burnt. So you find this is a sad situation where an atrocity or difficulty or musibat afflicts the Muslims. So you find that when this affliction had occurred, Mawlana Saeed Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that, you know, many people, you know, as a believer, this should affect you. This should affect you. That, you know, these people are experiencing difficulties and atrocities. And wallahi lazim, for a believer, it burns your heart. What is happening to the Rohingyas and the Burmese. This is something which is really burning each and every single believer's heart. But he says that the sad reality is that every person feels heart sore when they look at this and when they hear about these incidents. But no person feels heart sore when they miss a Fajr Salah. When many Fajr Salahs are being missed, then no person, people not coming to the Masjid, people are not reading Fajr Salah. This is not burning the heart of any person. This is not even burning the heart of the one who is committing that act. So you find that happiness does not lie in wealth, but it lies in deen. Once there was a person, he had a lot of riches and wealth, and he couldn't sleep at night. But then he looks outside his window and he gazes at a pauper, a poor person, a beggar. This beggar comes, he comes with his two rotis, and he's eating his rotis. And after he eats his rotis, he falls off to sleep with comfort and ease and asani. Then he calls him and he tells him that, you know, I cannot sleep for days on end. And some people, there are some people in the world for months, they cannot wink an eye. They cannot even sleep for a moment or for a peaceful moment. They are popping pills. We all know the doctors are here, you can ask them. There are so many side effects of these pills. People are popping these pills. They cannot sleep at night. But why? This brother, he calls this beggar and he tells him that, you know, for months upon end, I can't sleep. But I look at you and the way you are, you know, you are just with asan and ease, you are sleeping. When I look at you sleeping, I feel you're sleeping. So you find this is the wealth of this dunya. The wealth of this dunya will not give you happiness. It will not give you chain in your life. But rather, another incident, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, this happened a few years back. A person, he gets married. And alhamdulillah, the whole family is happy. Every person is happy, both sides of the family. Alhamdulillah, both are, you know, of, you know, good character, you know, individuals. So after a few months, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us, this person, for no reason at all, there is an annulment of nikah. So obviously now investigations are done for both sides. And what is the reason? How come this person, if there was nothing wrong, he had wealth, he had health, he was a healthy person. He had everything of this world. But how come, for no reason at all, he just annuls the nikah? So investigations are done and then they find out this person is depressed. He has wealth, he has a car. He has a good job, he has a top job. But he cannot find asani, he cannot find chain. Why? Because wealth will not give you happiness. You know, there is a kitab, and inside the kitab, there is many, many prescriptions regarding sicknesses. But they say when it comes to depression, wallahi ladhi, many people are depressed. And what they do, the easiest way out, they take a pill. And they pop a pill. So this, as they say this is the only cure. But rather, this is a temporary cure. A temporary cure with lifelong side effects. So they say that the only cure for depression, is what? Is tawbah, istighfar and zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Allah created the human body. And Allah has given you the prescription in the Quran. That your heart will become content when? When you indulge in the zikr of Allah. When your heart and when your tongue is moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the cure for depression. In France, there was one Carl Guzari of a person. The French brother. He tells me himself. He says that one day they were going out for gush. And you know, they're calling their brothers towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling them towards the masjid, bringing them closer to deen. So they go, they're knocking on the doors. And then obviously, now they are under the perception that this is a believer. So they knock the door. Obviously it's France, they're Europeans, they are white people obviously. They don't know who is who. So they knock the door. They find out that no, this person was a non-Muslim. So the non-Muslim person, he asks them that, you know, what have you come for? See, you all are wearing turbans, you all are wearing kurta, you are wearing this libas of deen. That why have you come knocking to my house? He says, no, we have come thinking that you are maybe a Muslim, we can call you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invite you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, you know, I am so lucky that you all have come to me. He says, you all have knocked on this door, coming. But you all have come under the perception that I was a believer. I am a non-Muslim. I am a Christian. But what he says, just few minutes before you could come, I was going to commit suicide. He says, because you knocked on that door, that saved me. So you find that wealth will not give you happiness. Health will not give you happiness. But rather it is in the deen of Allah. It is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen and in deen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for what purpose? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ For the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, I'll end off with this one incident. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, very, very great sahabi. He was about to pass away. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, who was the third khalifa of Islam. He comes to him. says that, you know, can I prepare something for you after you pass away? I know you have unmarried daughters. Maybe this wealth, and we all know Uthman was Uthman al-Ghani. He was a person who was very wealthy. And he had sacrificed a lot for Islam. So Uthman radiallahu ta'ala tells Ibn Mas'ud that, you know, maybe I can leave some wealth for you. This wealth may benefit your daughters after you pass away. And you know, they will be okay. So he says that, no, I do not need this. Because why? Look at the yaqeen of the sahabi. This is the yaqeen we need to build in our heart. He says that, no, I have taught my daughters, I have taught my children one thing. And what is it? I have taught them that reciting Surah Waqi'ah at night will save you from poverty. So therefore, I do not need your wealth. So this is the yaqeen of that sahabi. We find that today's times, if you look at the reality, how many a times there are people, they are earning and earning. They are earning from their teenagers. And now they have become millionaires and billionaires. They have so much of wealth, enough for themselves, for their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Some have more than that. So you find people are earning, and they're earning, and they're earning wealth. And kamana, pesa kamana. But the reality is, and I'll end off on this, they say that man worries about what will happen. What will happen to his children after he passes away? That whether they'll be okay, whether there's enough money for them, you know, they won't go out begging. But no person worries about what will happen to his children when they pass away. What will they do when they enter the qabr? What will be the condition of their iman? How will they answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will they answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will be their condition, and how will they fare before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to recognize that this deen of Allah is the most aham and the most important thing in the life of a believer. Just one announcement is that, alhamdulillah, with the grace and the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ijtima will be taking place tomorrow, Sunday, and on Monday. So we find this is a very great opportunity for us to take part in this great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi al-azim, there are many, many countries around the world. Wallahi, even Arab countries, they are not blessed with this opportunity of attending ijtimas. Many ijtimas that are taking place around the world. These are the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One brother, he tells me, in an Arab country, they cannot even do gush. When they go out for gush, they are spies sent from the government to follow them and to record what they are saying. So you find that this is the ni'mat of Allah. Allah has granted us so many asanis and so many, comforts in this country of South Africa. We find just one incident of Albania. In Albania, during the communist rule, there was a person. Now, alhamdulillah, they are coming out of the communist rule, and Allah has blessed them with ease. So the one brother, he has asked a question that how you all used to read Jummah Salah during this communist rule. He says, leave alone reading Jummah Salah if our light of our house was on during Sari time. It was a clear indication that you were fasting. Your family was no more and your house was no more. So you find this is a great ni'mat of Allah. Allah has blessed us with this great opportunity of attending this ijtima. So every person should try and attend this ijtima and also try and take part in the a'mal. May Allah grant us tawfiq to practice a'mal.